Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel, the third to last line on page 558. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Amru lo shnayim, two people said to one person, Tzei v'arev aleinu, go out and make an Erev Tchumen for us. So, Echad Erev alav mi bod yom. For one of them, he made an Erev on Friday during the day before Shabbos. Ve'echad Erev alav ben Ashmashos. And for one of them, he made an Erev during ben Ashmashos. Zeh she'erev alav mi bod yom ne'achal eruvo ben Ashmashos. The one who we placed his Erev for him while it was still day on Friday got eaten during ben Ashmashos. Ve'zeh she'erev alav ben Ashmashos ne'achal eruvo me'shechoshcha. And the one that he put down the Erev for him during ben Ashmashos, it got eaten afterwards when it was Vaday Laila. So the din is shnehem konu Erev. They both work as an Erev. Ve'yesh cholkim, and there are those who argue. So explains the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So Amru lo shnayim, two people said to him, Din ze nizkar la'el b'simin shin tzadi gimel sif gimel. If this halacha sounds familiar, we had the same halacha when it came to Erev Chatzeros. El adusham ma'iri l'inyan Eruvei Chatzeros. We had this din previously by Eruvei Chatzeros. V'hacha kamash mula, and here the Bechaber is coming to teach us, da'af l'inyan Eruvei Tchumen gam kein din ahachi, that even when it comes to Erev Tchumen, it has the same din. The Hayesh Cholkim Svirlu, the Yesh Cholkim that we have over here at the end of the Sif, they hold the Davka Beiruve Chatzeros Hekilu Bazeh, that specifically by an Erev Chatzeros, that's when they were lenient. Avalo Beiruve Tchumen, but not Beir Tchumen. The Eino Kona HaErev El Davka HaRishon. And this second Shita holds that the only one that gets a Kinyan in the Erev is the first one. Mishumdu Mukminan LaErev Acheskase, because we stand up the Erev on its chazaka, ubivadei hayakayim ad hazman shetzarech l'iskayim. Because we know the first person, he put his Erev down while it was still day, so the Erev was certainly placed down in a proper way, so it has a cheskas kashrus. Avalola sheni, even though the first Erev was eaten during Ben Ashmashos, believed it had a cheskas kashrus, that when the day was there on Friday, the Erev was placed, and then it was eaten during Ben Ashmashos, so then you have a suffix whether it was there enough time or not, but it definitely was placed down properly, so it has a cheskas kashrus, that's why it's okay. Avalola sheni, but not for the second one, the hiniach Ben Ashmashos, it was only placed down during his man of suffix during Ben Ashmashos. The ain shayach bazeh chazaka, in that case, it's not shayach to say chazaka. That is what the second shita holds. Va'ayim bebir alocha shekasavnu derov rishonim svirlu kedei azo. Look in the bir alocha where we wrote that most rishonim hold like the second shita, that Erev Tchumen is not like Erev Chatzeros and would only work for the first Erev and not for the second Erev. Sivkotan Yudbei Shneim Kanu Erev. Again, according to the first shita, they both get a good Erev. The Lechol Echad Naktinan Lahokel. For both of them, the first sheet, the holes that we go lakula, mishum de humilsa de rabbanon. Since it is only the rabbanon erev tchumen, the first sheet, the holes we go lakula, and therefore we assume ben ashmashos is laila for the first one, so it was put down during the day and it was eaten at night. And the second one will assume that ben ashmashos was daytime, so it was put down during ben ashmashos, which is day, and then it was gotten rid of during the night, so therefore they would both be good if we go lakula, and we go lakula mid rabbanon. Look what we said earlier about the Erev Chatzeros in Shin Tzadi Gimel Sif Gimel in the Mishabura Ubir Alocha B'mash Shekasad Nusham, what we wrote also in the Bir Alocha. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Dalid, Kishaminiach Eruvei Tchumen Mevarech Al Mitzvas Erev. When you place down an Erev Tchumen, you make the bracha of Al Mitzvas Erev. Va'omer Bezeha Erev Yehei Mutter Li Lelech Mimokom Ploni Alpayim Amalokol Ruach. And when you put down the Erev, you make the bracha, and then you say, with this Erev, it should be mutter for me to walk from Mokom Ploni, which we'll see means from the place where I am now, 2,000 amos in all directions. V'im ma'orev l'rabim, and if you're placing the Erev for a lot of people, so Omer, you say, yehei mutter l'ploni v'l'ploni, you say this Erev is for so-and-so and so-and-so, olivnei Mokom Ploni, or for the people of such and such a place. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yigimel Mevarech, who make a bracha on Erev Tchumen, Afal Gav Shim Lo Yirtza Leile Chutz La'Alpayim Ein Tzarech Erev. Even though if a person doesn't want to go outside of his regular Tchum, he does not need to make an Erev. Kol Makom Shayach Lomar V'Tzivanu. it's still shy to say that we were commanded, shalo leilech b'li eruv, we were commanded not to walk beyond the tchum without an eruv, ke'inyan shchita, just like we have by shchita, shemavarech aleh, we make a bracha on shchita, afagav she'enu mechuyev le'echo basa, you don't have to eat meat, but if you choose to eat meat, so then you have a mitzvah to do shchita, you make a bracha on the shchita. You don't have to walk beyond your 2,000 amos, but if you choose to make an eruv to walk beyond it, so still you could make a bracha. Sivkotin Yudala, the bracha is al mitzvahs eruv, v'im lo berach enu ma'akev, like any other brachas a mitzvah, if you do not make the bracha, it is not ma'akev the mitzvah, the eruv could still be chal. Sivkotin tezvah v'omer b'zeha eruv, we say with this eruv I should be allowed to walk from there 2,000 amos in all directions, v'im lo omar lo have eruv, and if you do not make this statement, it is not a good eruv. Miyo, however, im omer yehezel eruv, if you say this should be for an eruv, mahani b'dyevet, then it would work b'dyevet. The cholzek is she'era bepas. This whole discussion of the amira being ma'akev is only if you made an erev with bread or with food. Avalim erev biraglov. But if you made your erev with your feet, you actually went to that place and you were there during Benash Moshos to be kone amakom shvisa over there. If that's how you made your erev, bekavana luchud sagi keshalach l'sham, then kavana alone is enough. If you walk there, you don't actually have to speak it out with your mouth. Sivkotan tazayin. So we said that the expression you say is bezeha eruv ye mutterli lelech mimakom ploni ba levush hanusach lelech lemachar. The levush brings out a nusach that you say I should be allowed to walk tomorrow. V'chein isa leel b'simin tov tesiv zayin. We had a similar lashon earlier in simin tov tesiv zayin. V'im ma'arev l'chola shabbosos. If you're making this eruv tchumen for all the shabbosos of the year, yomai you should say l'chol shabbosos hashana for all the shabbosos of the year. Sivkotan Yudzayin, so we said you say Lelech Mimokum Ploni from such and such a place, Mazakhtam Shabura Pirish, what it means to say is Mimokum Zeh, from this place. The Ha'omer Bishar Shemeniach, you're saying the expression as you're putting it down, so you don't have to say Mokum Ploni, the certain place, just say from this place, the place where you are standing right now, that's what you say, and that makes the Erev a good Erev, and that concludes Simin Tov Tezvav. Now let's begin the next Simin Tov Tezayin, which is din eruve tchumen biyom tov shechalio samach l'shabbos. The halacha of eruv tchumen that has yontif adjacent to Shabbos. So now we're going to discuss if yontif is on Sunday or yontif is Friday. You have 2 days kedusha, Shabbos and yontif. How exactly it works in terms of eruv tchumen. So says the mechaber in sif aleph yom tov shechalio samach l'shabbos. Yontif that falls out adjacent to Shabbos. Beimil fonea beimil acharea. Whether the yontif is before Shabbos or the yontif is after Shabbos. O shnei yomim tovim shagaluyos, or you still have a 2 day yontif, a regular 2 day yontif, yontif sheni shagaluyos. Yeishlo laorev shnei eruvin. So the Mishabura is going to address the lashon of the mechaber. The lashon of the mechaber sounds like it's saying that he should make an eruv with 2 eruvin. But the Mishabura explains what it means to say if you want to make 2 eruvin, you can make 2 eruvin. So yeishlo laorev shnei eruvin l'shnei ruchos. If he wants to make 2 different eruvin for the 2 different days in different directions, he can do that. V'somech al ezem mehen shiyutz al yom harishon. He can choose whichever eruv he wants to rely on for that direction on the first day. V'al ha'eruv sheberuach hashnia liyom hasheni, and he can rely on the second eruv in the other direction for the second day. Oma orev eruv echel ruach achas, or he can make 1 eruv in 1 direction. V'somech olav leechel mishne hayomim, and rely on that eruv for 1 of the 2 days. Ubayom hasheni yeh kibnei ha'ir, and for the second day he could be like the members of the city. Ukeil lo asa eruv, and as if he didn't make an eruv at all. So you can either make 2 eruvim for the 2 days, or he can make 1 eruv for 1 day and be like the members of the city for the other day. And the neila. On that day, when he's like the members of the city, he'll have 2,000 amos in all directions from the city he's in. But then the Mechaber says, when were these words said? This is a regular 2 days of Yontif that we have in Chutz La'aretz. But a 2 day Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, which applies in Eretz Yisrael as well, Harehen ki yom echad. Then we view the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as a yom ha'arichta, as 1 long day. Ve'eino ma'arev l'shnei yomim. And you can't make an erev for the 2 separate days. Elo l'ruach echas. You can only make 1 erev for the 2 days in 1 direction. Ve'chein masna odom ale ruvo. And he can make a tnai on his erev, and he could say, Ve'omer, erev l'shabbos zo, avalo l'shabbos acheres. This point of the chen, as the Mishabru will tell us, going back in the beginning of the Sif, the same way that you can stipulate 2 eruvim for the 2 different days of Shabbos and Yontif, or the 2 different days of Yontif Shagolius, you can also make a tnai on your eruv and say that this Erev is for this Shabbos, v'lo l'Shabbos Acheres, not for another Shabbos. Or you can say, l'Shabbos Acheres, v'lo l'Shabbos Zu, it's for a different Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. Or you could say, l'Shabbosos, v'lo l'Yomim Tovim, this is my Erev I'm putting down for Shabbosos and not for Yontif. Or l'yomim tovim v'lo l'shabbosos, or this erev is dafka for yontif and not for Shabbos. So basically, whatever tanai a person stipulates in this erev, that will be chal. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, yom tov samach l'shabbos, the yom tov v'shabbos, when it comes to adjacent days of yontif and Shabbos, v'chein shnei yomim tovim shagaluyos, or 2 days of yontif in chutz la'aretz, shtei kedushos, saying they have two separate kedushos, v'lochein ein erev yom echad shayach l'chaveru. Therefore, an Erev that you made for one of the days is not shayach to the other day. Sifkat in your days, the Mechaber said, Yeshul l'orev shnei eruvin. Sounds like you should do it. Zakta mishaburo, sifkat in the days. Pirish, what it means to say is, Yochol l'orev shnei eruvin bepamachas. If he wants, he's able to make two eruvin at the same time. L'shtei ruchos, sifkat in yimul in two different directions. Umechavin, and he intends, Sheha eruv sheyivur balayla hazeh. Leilech misham ha'alpayim yikne lo shvisa b'bein ha'shmashol shel yom zeh l'tzarech mochar. And he has in mind that the Erev that he will choose that night to go 2,000 amos in that direction will be konim shvisa during b'bein ha'shmashol of that day for the next day. V'ha'erev shabitzad ha'sheni, and the Erev in the other direction, yikne lo shvisa b'bein ha'shmashol zeh l'mochar. That will be konim shvisa during the second b'bein ha'shmashol. L'tzarech yom sheni for the second day. So he's placing both Eruvin down before Yontif starts, having in mind that he's going to choose which direction he's going to use during the first Bein HaShemashos for the first day that follows, and which one he's going to choose for the second Bein HaShemashos for the second day. Sivkot and Dalud, we said in the Mechaber, he's somech al ezem en sheyirtzel yom harishon, and he can then choose which one he wants the first day. Ve'ein tzorech l'varer daitu mi'erev yomtov. He does not have to decide which Erev he's using the first day on Erev Yontov before Yontov starts. Da'amrinan yesh breira, because we say yesh breira, meaning v'huvrer hadavar l'mafreya. It becomes clear retroactively sheba mokom hazeh kanar lo shvisa hayom b'mein hashmashos. Even though he only decides which Erev he wants to use the first day after nightfall came in, that's Breira that we say retroactively that was the Erev that during Bein HaShemashos he was Kona Shvisa in that Erev. Like we learned earlier, Kedil El Basim and Tov Yud Gimel. Ach Mikevan Sheber Tzad Echad B'Yom Rishon, but since she chose one direction for day one, Shuv Eino Rashai Leilech Ba'us Yom Tzad HaSheni, so obviously he can no longer go in the opposite direction on that day. Sivkatan hey le'echad mishnei hayomim. This is going on that which the Mechaber said, O ma'ariv eruv echad l'ruach achas v'someich olav le'echad mishnei hayomim. The second case was he puts down one eruv to use for one of the days, and the other day is going to be like a member of a city. Hainu zaktem mishabura le'ezem en shiirtze, whichever one I choose. Umari gamkein shemechavim banachoso. And this also is discussing a case where his intention is when he puts the eruv down, She'eruvo yikne lo b'bein hashmashos shel eizem mishnei hayomim l'tzorech yomachar shelo. That whichever day he chooses, his eruv is going to be kona shvisa for him during that b'bein hashmashos. U'biyom ha'acher yiyakev b'nei iro. And the other day, he's going to be like the regular members of a city. Sivkotan vav, we said at the end of the mechaber, avo b'shnei yomim tolem shel Rosh Hashanah, we said harei hein kiyom echad. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the kiyom echad aruch hashvinan le, we consider Rosh Hashanah like one long day, a yom arichta, ubiyom echad eino yochal l'orev chetzi l'kan v'chetzi l'kan. And as we learned earlier, one day you can't split it, to have one erev in one direction, one erev in another direction. So the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is one day, you can't split that you're going to go in different directions, different days of Rosh Hashanah. Sivkotan Zayin is going on the next point of the Mechaber, ve'eino ma'ariv l'shnei yomim el l'ruach echas. Again on Rosh Hashanah, you can't be ma'ariv the 2 days except in one direction. V'hu adin de'eino yochol lomar yikne li eruvi kan hayom l'mochar yeyak ne'iri. Zakhtem Mishabur, not only can I not make two eruvin in two different directions for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, I can't even use one eruv in one direction and the other day decide to be just a member of my own city. Sivkotan Ches goes on the last point when he says you can make other tanoim, and we pointed out this is going back on the beginning of the Siv. Zaktem Mishabura Sivkotan Ches, Areish Ha'inyan Koi. This V'chein is going back in the beginning of the Siv. Kemo Shom Sheyochol Laniach Erev Echad Bi Erev Yom Tov. The same way we said in the beginning of the Siv that you're able to place one Erev on Erev Yontov v'sheyochol olav levado, o raka l'ashabish she'achar Yontov, and you could have it bichal the first day or the second day. The same way you can do that, you can make these other tanoim as well. Sivkotan tes. The example the Mishabu is addressing over here is, I want my Erev to bichal l'shabes acheres, for a different Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. Of course, it's 100% fine to do that, but you have to just make sure that at that point of the later Shabbos that you want the Erev to be chal, that the Erev actually has to be around during Ben HaShemoshos. And if you put an Erev down for various weeks, you have to pay attention tamid often, because maybe the Erev is going to get spoiled, or it's going to get wormy, it's not going to be good. This is something that is very common. Certainly during the summer months where things go bad earlier. Oh, nevad legamri, or maybe the Erev got lost. So of course you can make an Erev for many weeks of the year, or you can make it specifically for 3 weeks from now. It's also fine, as long as during Ben HaShemoshos of that Shabbos, the Erev is around, and it's in good shape, and it's edible, the Erev will be chal. That concludes Sif Aleph, Amir Tashem. We'll continue with Sif Beis next time.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.